Oh, I also should have mentioned the fact my dad was down. Although my mum's a single parent, he at that point would have spent most weekends in Cambridge, just for the weekend, just seeing me and Tasha. But for an event like this, he would certainly come down for the week. And just for the support that was needed generally around the house for everything that was going on.
Do you think the time of diagnosis was quite traumatic for your sister?
Well, I certainly think it was quite traumatic to an extent. I think she probably didn't. I'm sure not everything sunk in. I mean, she was very young, so I'm sure not everything sunk in all at once, and the hospital did extremely well. She was in the children's ward there, which was extreme. You know, it was a really lively, fun place. It was colourful. I remember being for the short times I visited. I remember spending a good percentage of them on the computer games that they had there, and I'm sure Tasha did as well. And I'm sure that really helped take everyone's mind, me and my sister's minds off it, and made it a bit more relaxed. I'm sure that helped with my parents as well.
How did your sister adjust to having diabetes after she got home from hospital?
Well, I think it certainly took a long, long while, and still today, she's still adjusting to all the different things, all the changes that have to be made. But certainly the idea, first of all, the idea of having to have, at first she was on 2 injections a day, and the idea of that was very difficult for her at that young age. Obviously she, from the very beginning, she would have experienced hypos, but to understand that she had, although she in herself did not feel unwell a lot of the time, but still had to have these injections, would have been really difficult for her, because it's quite a strange concept if you think about it from a young person's point of view. It's quite a difficult thing to get your head around. I think injections were something she overcame quicker than blood sugars in a way, because as soon as she'd understood that she has to have these injections, literally she has to have them at these times, I think she got used to that a lot quicker than the blood sugars, because blood sugars she could talk her way out of to a certain extent. I mean, mum would certainly never let her not have an injection, because that just can't be done. Whereas a blood sugar, she might say, oh, I'll have it tonight rather than now, and I'm not going to do this many today. And I think at first that was certainly what there were most arguments about and most tension, really. She started for a long while, and even today she's doing it more, having the blood sugars before bed, because the big worry being that she'll have a hypo while she's asleep, and that's where it's most dangerous. So if she was saying that she would only have one injection that day, it would always be at night, but that becomes really unhelpful for the hospital, because you don't see the sort of trends during the day. So that there was a lot of talk and argument and things about the blood sugars, and often mum would bribe her with things, say, oh, you can have friends to stay over if you do enough blood sugars this week, and would continually be trying sort of new sort of programs, almost, you know, having a little booklet to write them down in, and they'd sort of like little phases, they'd work for a while, and then Tasha would lose interest in it and it would stop working so well. But in general, she's been fine. There were times when there were lots of arguments and it could be quite stressful, but in general it wasn't at all.